Welcome to Basic Gospel. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and our purpose here is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. The phone lines are open right now at 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call all across the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377. What's going on in your life? We want to talk with you about it. Call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Well, Bob and Richard, and to everyone listening, happy Monday and happy July 1st to you.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed, and that's what we're going to be talking about most of this month is freedom, this idea of freedom. I think, Bob and Richard, it's something that every person on the planet longs to experience in some way, shape, or form. That's what we're going to be celebrating this week here in the United States of America, our freedom as a country, our freedom as individuals. But there's a freedom that the Bible talks about that transcends all of that. It's a freedom that no one can take away, and it's a freedom that is based on truth. I love what Jesus had to say to his disciples and to some religious leaders having a conversation. He said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This freedom that we can experience sits upon the foundation of truth. So today let's talk about how truth sets us free. What does it set us free from, and what does it set us free to truly experience in life? I think when we look at what the Word of God has to say, this freedom that we have in Christ is truly amazing. So, Bob, the number is 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. We're looking forward to hearing from you on today's broadcast.
Whatever you'd like to talk about, we'd love to talk about it with you. If you have some personal issue, some life issue, some Bible question that you just can't quite understand, why, give us a call. We want to hear from you. The lines are wide open right now at 1-800-677-9377. Well, guys, a question from Ron. It says, during one of our Bible studies, a comment was made that when this person sinned, he wondered what it was doing to Jesus. Does he feel the nails twist in his hands every time we sin? This sounds more like a guilt trip. What's the biblical perspective on this?
Well, he felt the full weight of the wrath of God towards sin 2,000 years ago on the hill that we know as Calvary. He who knew no sin, as Paul wrote, became sin for you and me so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So that's why he agonized in the garden. That's why he was sweating drops of blood, because he knew what was going to happen. He knew what it was going to feel like to some degree when he became that sin offering. And he felt like God had turned his back, and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he felt all the pain and agony that sin can bring to the table. And he died, and he suffered, and he took upon himself the entire punishment for sin. But then he was buried, and that indicates an end to all of that. And then he was raised back to life. And he was raised back to life so that we could be raised back to life. So today, Jesus isn't up at the sitting at the right hand of God the Father, feeling all the pain of every sin that we've experienced. He already felt it. He already experienced the punishment. He already experienced death. And now he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And when we come to him by faith, he sends his Spirit into our hearts so that we can experience new resurrection life. So that we can be set free from sin and death. And that's what this gospel message does. It sets us free from the power of sin and the punishment of sin so that we can be free to live a new life. So, no, Jesus isn't up in heaven feeling, you know, the pain of every sin as if those nails were being twisted. He was taken down off that cross. He bears the scars. But that's done. He died for sin once and for all so that we could experience new life in him.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, if you have a question, we'd like to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. Richard Piper, Bob Christopher, and me, Bob Davis. We want to hear from you. We want to talk about your particular question or your particular issue. Mary wrote, guys, once a person receives salvation, is it possible to lose it? This is a question so many people have had over the years and still continue to have. What about Jesus' words when he said in Matthew 7:21 that not everyone that calls him Lord will enter heaven? What about a prodigal who doesn't return to God, though he or she at one time had said that they had been, said yes to Jesus and received salvation? And that's from Mary, and a question, as I said, that so many people have.
Well, Bob, you're right. That is a question that so many people have. What about this salvation? Once we have it, is it ours forever? Can we lose it? Or can we walk away from it? Can God take it away from us? Those are all the questions that we wrestle with in our spiritual journey. And I think it gets right back to what we are talking about as far as freedom is concerned. We were slaves to the law of sin and death. We were dead spiritually. Well, Jesus Christ was our liberator. He was the one that came to set us free. And so he rescues us from the dominion of darkness. He rescues us from sin and death so that we can experience new life. And as our rescuer, he has given us the guarantee, the promise, that this is a forever transaction, that he has set us free forever. And the guarantee of that is his death, burial, and resurrection. What kept us in bondage was sin. Well, Jesus took that away once and for all so that we could live free as children of God. And I love what he wrote as what he said as he was continuing in that conversation when he said, "You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free." He said, "Whoever commits a sin is a slave of sin. And the servant does not abide in the house forever, but the son abides in the house forever." And then he says, "If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." So Jesus Christ is the one that is doing the work. He's the one that rescues us. He's the one that saves us. It's his death, burial, and resurrection that truly matters as far as God is concerned and as far as our salvation is concerned. And that work was sufficient to save us completely. So there's no way that we can lose salvation. Those who say they walk away from salvation, they may walk away from a profession that they made. They may walk away from, you know, a dedication of their lives to, you know, try to live for God and those sort of things. But that's not salvation. Salvation isn't a dedication. Salvation isn't a promise. Salvation is when Jesus Christ takes us from death to life. And when we go from death to life, that is a forever transaction. We can count on it because of the work of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from our listeners who write to us by email and request an answer to their question or their particular situation. You know, we have a lot of answers that are available through this ministry. We have a brand new product, as a matter of fact. It's called Gateway to Grace, a New Covenant Journey to Faith and Freedom. It's a six message series complete with study guide that peels away all the phony, boring religious stuff that you know, usually masquerades as Christianity. Gateway to Grace. It opens the door so that you can experience the reality of God's love and grace. And it's available for a gift of $30 or more during the month of July, Independence Month, here at Basic Gospel. And we'll get a copy of this on the way to you. It's an excellent resource, friends. Rich. Very rich in biblical content. All you need to do to obtain your copy is call 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828 for Gateway to Grace. Yours this month for a gift of $30 or more to Basic Gospel. We hope you'll take advantage of that opportunity. Well, guys, another question. This from Sherry. What if a person who claims to be a believer starts to find themselves having trouble believing everything in the Bible? It seems that more and more info is coming out that says that some of the world religions have the exact same info minus Jesus, but the very same basic aspect. How can I get someone to see that Jesus is the only way, that they should never veer off of him?
Well, that's an interesting question, and certainly an interesting way to phrase the situation. Yeah, that all these other religions have basically the same thing minus Jesus. Well, anything minus Jesus is not much. And Christianity without Jesus is absolutely nothing. It is nothing more than just a man-made religion. But Christianity isn't that. Christianity is Jesus. The grace of God is Jesus. Our salvation is Jesus. Our freedom is Jesus. Take away Jesus and we have absolutely nothing. You know, all the other religions, it just basically, you know, boils down to ritual, rules, regulations, things that we must do in hopes to gain life everlasting at some point. There are no guarantees. You just have to hope at the end that, you know, your good works outweigh your bad works, that you've done enough, that you've prayed enough, that you've carried out what your religion told you to carry out in such a way that you've gained entry into heaven or into everlasting life. But Christianity is totally different. It hinges on Jesus. Take Jesus out of the mix, Christianity doesn't exist. As Paul wrote, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're still in our sins. If Jesus hadn't been raised, then we're foolish to believe what we believe. So I think it's just bringing a person right back to Jesus. What does the Bible have to say about Jesus? What did Jesus claim about himself? And then make some comparisons to the other religions, and I think you'll see a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, Bob, I want to follow up on that a little bit. There's an aspect to the question that answers itself. All of the world religions have always had a very good way to describe the problem. It's just that nobody has had an answer except Jesus. So everybody knows that we don't get along, we don't treat each other properly, we steal, we kill, we take advantage, we do all these things. Everybody knows that, and we've got all these attempts to try to straighten up the human flesh, and only Jesus offers the answer to how to do that, because he provides that answer. So I think she could talk to her friends and say, look, you've got the problem statement right, you just don't have a solution.
That's exactly right. And to every problem, the answer from Jesus is the same. Come unto me.
Yes.
Come unto me. So our whole salvation rests upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Not only the initial salvation of going from death to life, but the renewing of our minds, the living out of this new life that we've been given, the living out of the love of God that has been poured out into our hearts, that all rests upon the person of Jesus Christ and the fact that he's alive, living in us today by his Holy Spirit. So when we get a hold of that, man, the Bible comes to life because the Bible is a book about Jesus. We tap into the very dynamic of the Christian life. That's Jesus himself. And we get to see resurrection power flowing out of us, the very power that sets us free from the power of sin that was so prevalent and dominant in our lives before we came to know Christ. So everything is Jesus. Bob, you were talking about this new product that we're offering this month, Gateway to Grace. And this door that opens to us really opens up to a life of freedom. Freedom from the punishment of sin, freedom from the power of sin, freedom from emotional bondage, freedom from religious bondage, freedom from legalism, freedom from so many things, so that we can experience new life in Jesus Christ. You know, when we were lost, we were controlled. And all of us want to be independent of control from outside influences. Sin, the philosophies of this world, all of those things, peer pressure, emotional bondage. We want to be independent of that. But the way to get independent from all of those things is to become dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And this particular product really lays the groundwork for this life of freedom. And if that's something you long for, you're struggling in any way, shape, or form and longing to be free, go ahead and get this product. We certainly want to put it in your hands. Call Billy, 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828, and just say that you would like this product. We're giving it as our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry with a gift of $30 or more in the month of July. Also, Bob, we do have some open lines, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. What does it mean to you to be free? If you're not experiencing freedom, what do you think that looks like? Let's talk about it. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, in the meantime, a question from Lori. If God forgives our sins and remembers them no more, as far as the east is from the west, as it says, why is there a judgment day?
Good question. There are two judgments, two judgment days, basically. There's the great white throne judgment, and that's basically a judgment for unbelievers. The dead will be raised. They're going to stand before God, this white throne judgment, and they're going to hear the verdict that their destiny is eternal separation from God simply because they chose to reject Jesus Christ. So that's one judgment. The other judgment is called the Bema Seat or the Bema Seat judgment. And it is not a judgment against sin. This is a positive judgment. And Jesus is going to take a look at our works as children of God. Some of those works were of value. Other works had no value at all. And so those works that had no value as far as furthering the kingdom of God, advancing the cause of Christ, they will simply be burned. Those that did have value, we will see them for what they are. We will see the motivations in our heart. And I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time when we individually stand with Jesus Christ at that Bema seat. I think it's going to be a moment of clarity. I think it's going to be a moment of just utter ecstasy and joy in knowing what Christ has actually accomplished in and through us. So
absolutely,
there are two judgments, and we can rest assured that our sins have been judged once and for all. There's not going to be a video up in heaven playing that's going to show the whole heavenly host our sinful past.
Yeah, in super slow-mo or something.
That's right. That's right. God remembers those no more. The sin issue is finished. It's just going to show forth a life of faith in Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and my name is Bob Davis. We're here every day at this time live to answer your questions and to address your particular situation. Friends, we have no other reason to be a live program than to address those questions by phone, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open. We await your calls, 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock, so give us a call. Question from Phil. Says, my problem is I have a problem reading. Does it matter that I need to read the Bible in order for me to get caught up into the air when Jesus comes back? I know the Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word concerning Christ, so does it matter, or do I need to read?
No, you don't need to read. It just simply says if you hear the message of Christ, faith comes from hearing, and so we can have ears that listen. And I think that's what God wants and desires from each and every one of us. Somebody who hears the word and then puts it into practice by faith. That's what God's interested in. I think those folks back in the day when Paul would send these letters, not everybody was literate, not everybody could read, but somebody within an assembly, a group, could stand up and read Paul's words. And those words would penetrate the hearts and minds of the listeners and would bring about change. And so it's not a requirement that we have to read in order to be saved. It's simply As far as God is concerned, if we hear the message concerning Christ and we respond to it. I mean, I think most of our listeners out there, would if we could take them back to that day that they were saved, more than likely they were listening to somebody explain the gospel message. Maybe it was at a Billy Graham crusade. Maybe it was, you know, at a sermon at a local church. Maybe it was a one-on-one conversation. And you heard somebody explain Jesus, the fact that he was a Savior, and the fact that he saves through his death, burial, and resurrection. That message penetrated the heart, and the heart responded with faith, and salvation came. You went from death to life in Jesus Christ. Now, if you were never able to read from that point forward, the Word of God, as you listen to it, could still penetrate the heart and renew the mind and do exactly what the Lord intended for it to do.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Bob, let's go quickly to Louisville and talk to Rentha, listening on WFIA. Rentha, welcome to Basic Gospel. Hi, Rentha. You're on the air.
Oh, the question is, I listen to you all the time, and it sounds like you're teaching eternal security, which I'm listening day by day. But the question
Can we get you to turn your radio down in the background? We're getting some feedback there. Thank you, Rentha.
Suppose a person falls in immorality, adultery, and fornication. They're leaders in the church, and are they still going to be saved? I'm sitting and listening for the answer.
Well, Rentha, that's a good question. We like to look at somebody's behavior and that sort of thing and say that doesn't merit salvation, or this person's behavior over here is pretty good and that merits salvation. But God doesn't really work, you know, through those realms. He saves by grace. There are no strings attached to that. And when he saves us, the Bible says he saves us completely. So it's a complete salvation. Now, we can look at people and somebody can say to us, you know, they're saved, and they may not really be saved. We don't know. We can't see in a person's heart. God can, and he certainly knows those who are his, and those who are his forever. And that's just what the Bible has to say. Now, we can look at somebody and they've fallen, they've gotten into some immoral behavior, sexual immorality, whatever it may be, and we can say, well, they say they're saved, and if they are, we can count on the fact that God's Spirit isn't going to let them linger in that. God's Spirit is going to work into their hearts. Or we can say, well, maybe they aren't saved. I don't know for sure. And this might be an opportunity for them to really see what their belief system is. But, Rentha, this is for sure, based on what the Word of God has to say. When Jesus saves a person, he saves them completely, with the promise that he will never leave them nor forsake them. We can count on that. So if you're saved, Rentha, you are saved forever. That's the good news of this gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, we sure appreciate your call today.
Yes, Rentha, thank you for calling. And, Bob, we have several calls on the line. We're not going to be able to get to those calls right now, but those of you holding, if you would like to hold on for a few minutes, we will be back with our second program of the day, also called Basic Gospel. We'd love for you to hold on, and we'd like to talk with you as well. You know, your support keeps Basic Gospel on the air, bringing liberating truth to the airwaves and online each day. To express our appreciation for your generous gift this month and to commemorate Independence Day in America, we'll send you a new 6-CD series that we call Gateway to Grace, a new covenant journey to faith and freedom. If you're tired of phony, boring religion, if you're looking for something different and real, if you're tired of going through the motions, then this series will point you in the right direction. Experience freedom with Gateway to Grace, yours in the month of July for any gift of $30 or more to Basic Gospel. Call right now, 1-800-727-2828, and speak with Billy to make your gift and request your copy of Gateway to Grace. That series available at 1-800-727-2828. We'll be back for another edition of Basic Gospel tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. Bye-bye.